Hi, and welcome to Parent Talk hashtag with Bev. Yeah, I know it's been a heartbeat since I've been here, but I'm here now. And for those who are new, I'm a Black British mother of West Indian descent with two young adults now. When I started the podcast, they were teens. Now they're much older. And my daughters, one of them has finished university and come back home. And the younger one is about to leave in September for her journey. So we're based in London. And as I always say, I'm not an expert of any kind, just sharing thoughts, opinions, experiences around parenting in the hope that it helps another parent or someone somewhere. So the hashtag means that we switch it up a bit. So I will be doing some interviews with some guests coming up. And but today, this is just a quickie, just to talk about something that I've been reflecting on since Sunday. And that's about being a superwoman. Now, this has nothing to do with the English Lionesses winning the recent football trophy for England, although it's a great achievement. And also, I'm not a footballer, male or female, so I just congratulate them for their achievement. But this is a podcast about trying to be a superwoman. And I'm reminded about this because some of us are struggling because we're posing as superwomen when in fact this may be far from the truth. So after months of not podcasting because of like my new work commitments and reclaiming aspects of my life post-pandemic and dealing with the onslaught of funerals and losses from family and friends, I suddenly realized that I have also been surrounded by those bringing new life into the world and starting their own new journey as new mums. So it's a time to come together and openly embrace new life and share my congratulations to Erica, Sophie, Hannah, and others who have just become new mums. Well, you know, it's about a month or two, but just in the last month or two, I've had so many births. It's just made me I suppose it's re-energized me. Yeah. And I just want to say to you all, welcome to your new joy, your new adventures, and your responsibilities. And I'm grateful that all of you have delivered safely and that your new daughters and sons are thriving and teaching you a multitude of new things about yourselves. I felt prompted to speak here today on this idea of us being superwomen after this Sunday's church service, where we welcomed a church member, her husband, and newborn son back into our congregation. And whilst we all celebrated his birth and then being in our midst, they reveal that although he was a blessing, he was not sleeping during the nights at all. Now, some of you might remember that. Some of you may never have had that experience, but they were in fact sleep deprived, i.e. they've had no proper sleep to renew themselves. They were now 3 months without vital sleep, but it was okay. Now, on the outside, you know, we sympathized, but I know the havoc that can play out when you at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. And I thought to myself, this sounds so familiar, doesn't it? That the bulk of the responsibility, he explained that the bulk of the responsibility fell on his wife. And he felt it for her. And she was trying to do it all. And I was like, don't we know that feeling? You know, that cloak or mantle of superwomanhood that we take up so easily, which falsely makes us believe that we alone can handle all of this, or at least should be able to handle this all. Because I gave birth to this child, and if I can get through that, then I'm sure I can handle everything else that follows, right? I am here to say, it ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily... Anyway, you know the gist of the song. I got no copyright stuff, but it ain't necessarily so. Who said that? We could do it all. Yeah, I understand about the feminist movement and everything like this, but let me just keep it real for a moment. When you've got a 3-month-old baby and it does not, the baby does not sleep all night, and you're up all night trying to, you know, deal with this child. And then in the morning when the child falls asleep, you start doing chores and everything else that you think you should be doing. And by the time you're drop dead tired, baby wakes up again and you start that whole cycle again. No, I'm not your superwoman. Yeah. And I don't mean for it to sound mean, that I sound mean, but more of a warning that we create a false belief that we can do it all on our own. And this is when the problems can start. What is it with asking for help? I'm just saying that we can be calmer. And these new parents could not rest in this space or allow it to continue for too long. And it's not their fault. I've been there. I've done that. I see it differently. When I had the opportunity, I mean, when they took the sleeping baby away from me and before they left the building, I hugged my sister in motherhood and told her that she was not meant to be a superwoman, that she could accept help, that this was a sign of strength, not weakness, that she was not a failure and would not be a failure for knowing she may need to be carried for a few hours a day. That sleeping when the baby slept was not a bad thing. That forgetting the chores was okay. That the rushing to make sure that the home looked like no child was in it was okay. You don't have to, because it's far from the truth. If I come into your space and I know you've had a baby and your home's looking chaotic, I totally get it. I totally understand. And if people come and they don't understand, then they don't need to be in your house, because you don't need that additional level of stress as a new mum. A baby now lives here. So be vulnerable. Be vulnerable. Because that's when the real lessons come. As I said, whoever can't handle your state of realness shouldn't be in your circle. And I know that sounds harsh, but negative energy and people only drain you further. When you are in a state of panic, making sound judgments doesn't come easily. Negative robs you of any joy and blessings. And this baby is a joy and a blessing. Time will come when the house looks pristine. As long as it's health and safety clean, you're all good. I guess I could afford to take the risk of saying these things because I'm not living through your lenses at the moment, or you know, the way you're looking at the world at the moment. When you're in a different place, you can be kinder, or at least I'd like to think so. So as they left, her husband turned and said, "I think you've just helped to save our marriage." And we both laughed. I don't know if anything changed, but in that space, I hope we allowed ourselves to imagine the world as we would like it. So to all my new mums, take heed. We are not superwomen. And it's okay not to be okay. Now, you know me, I always reflect on something that happened to me, yeah, but I remember, and it seems far back now, that I actually nearly died in childbirth with my first child. Nothing like being in a near-death experience to make you rethink things. I was not able to do anything, but was forced to just recover. And the pictures from back then are not a pretty sight. But I know that I felt guilty. And this guilt led me to trying to overcompensate when I came out of the hospital. I felt I was expected to do everything right, forgetting that not only that my body needed to recover from the trauma of giving birth, but that my mind and spirit also needed to heal. Throwing myself into doing this and that and just prevented me from recovering quicker, and it made it much slower. And while in this state of trying to get to grips with the needs of this little baby and trying to be the partner needed in my relationship with her father, forged, you know, or new routines to help me take care of the baby, keeping the house and presenting to the world my joy at joining the ranks of motherhood, as well as preparing to fly to Ibiza for a performance, because I used to be, well, I'm not used to, I still sing, but at that time I had to go to Ibiza for a performance, and she was born, let's say, May, and I had to be in Ibiza in July. And then I was trying to juggle all of the minimal sleep that I had. And let's not even talk about the emotional journey that was playing havoc in my brain. I was on duty and responsibility patrol. I had no time to check into how I was feeling. And then 9/11 happened and rocked the world with the terror attacks on the US World Trade Center and other locations in the USA. And I watched the world as I had known it shift. And I had to now think about protecting my child even more. So what was a little sleeplessness in the bigger picture of things? This was the new world order of things, wasn't it? So I was already on high alert. And in comparison, my personal high alert was nothing in comparison to the world alert. Of course, I can handle this all on my own. And I shut every others out. When my body began to react, some routine health checks revealed that I had some issues to deal with. And one of them was a huge lump that had formed at the base of my throat. And I had some other lumps that appeared on my left breast. And you can only imagine the fears that coursed through my brain as I was dealing with my own inner demons. And by that, I mean my thoughts and my fears. At that time, I was preparing for various tests and operations. It was then discovered, believe it or not, that I was pregnant again with my second child. So the planned operations to remove my throat lump had to be postponed for fear of operating on me whilst I was pregnant. And then, you know, there were discussions around whether to terminate the pregnancy so I could have these operations, or the risk of, or having the operations and the risk of me, you know, the baby being terminated. And all because of the procedures that they needed to do. So I had to live with the fear of cancer throughout that second pregnancy whilst raising what was turning into a little toddler. I can't tell you how that all felt, because I was being superwoman. I know both children felt my internal stresses because they played themselves out. I know that my partner also felt the bulk of my stresses that displayed themselves in various ways, as well as the secrets that I had tried to bury around traumas that I had suffered as a child whilst trying to raise children in a world I had little trust in. So on Sunday, it brought back to me when I saw that new family seeking to struggle through what was asking for help is not a, you know, sorry. So on Sunday, when I did see them people there, right, it triggered me. And I just felt like it's not a weakness to ask for help. It's a strength. We usually don't call upon that strength enough. When a mother, mother-in-law, family member or friend says that they can watch the baby for us or help with other things, we can take it as a sign that they think we cannot cope. As a mum with a longer lens and some experience, I now understand that it's a sign of love and care, but their expression in action towards me. I offered this new mum a hand to reach out to when she needed. She, of course, was polite and said, thank you, but didn't take my number to follow it up. And I didn't offer it either, although I thought about it. What I did do was hold her for that moment and showed her that I understood far more than she was saying, that we connected across the boundaries that separate us. As parents, we're different. Different culture, different ages, generations, different classes. We got different finance, different spirituality, different perspectives, and different experiences. But sometimes these differences are illusions that can help us separate rather than unite us. This Parent Talk podcast is about us sharing these experiences, good, bad, indifferent, as we all seek to heal the wounds of our own childhoods by trying to struggle to do something different so that our children shine brighter. We all have our own struggles, but it's hoped that by sharing, we can do a couple of things. Learn from each other. Understand that we're not going through it on our own, even though it might feel like that. We can learn to be grateful for where we may be right now on our journey of parenting and be brave enough to ask for help as we try and make changes that we hope improve not only our lives, but the lives of those we love. So that's the end. Remember, people, this is my opinion, my views, my experiences, you know. I suppose that's the disclaimer. You know, if there's anything that I've said that speaks to you or you feel like you want to follow up, then, you know, you can always reach out. But also reach out to the ones who love you and are near you. It's, as I say, it's not a weakness. It's a strength to be able to know that we need help. So remember to subscribe, like, share, follow. And just want to say thanks for listening. Wishing you and your loved ones a daily blessings. Remain safe. And congratulations to all of my friends who've given birth to new life, new journeys. Remain safe, as I say, until next time. I'm out.